It's ghosticles time. It's ghosticles time.
Da 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 da. And it doesn't have anything to do with testicles. Nothing at all.
Happy Friday.
I'm not sure what that voice was. I was trying to do like a child's voice and it came across like I'm just drunk. It's the weekend.
Well, it is the weekend.
I am not inebriated.
No, of course not.
I am not a reprobate. I am not.
You're a professional. See, that's what's kind of fun is we usually record this on Fridays at 2. That's our goal.
Yes.
And so what happens is for us, the weekend starts when we start recording this. Because afterwards, what are we going to do something afterwards? No.
I do. My nephew is having a birthday party tonight. So we're all going to collect in the driveway. And we're going to watch
a
movie on a little, like, inflatable screen.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, he loves the movie Elf, so we're watching Elf in the middle of August, or in the beginning of September, which, you know, why the fuck not?
Yeah, why not?
This is how much I love my nephew, that I will watch a Will Ferrell movie for him.
Is it supposed to rain tonight?
Probably.
All right. We've had weird rain, so.
It's been really weird weather. Weird weather. So we'll be bringing our umbrellas.
Great.
And our lawn chairs, then we might just sit in our cars and watch the movie. Who knows? But
yeah. Why not?
So my brother, who turned 50 a few weeks ago, we had a similar party for him, and it was hilarious because my sister-in-law, who does everything big, had this gigantic happy 50th birthday Tommy out on the front lawn, along with the cutest fucking baby picture of him you'll ever see of anyone. Like my brother was a fucking adorable infant. I was not.
You were fine. You were adorable.
I was not adorable. I looked like someone had just really badly dehydrated Edward G. Robinson. And my brother just right out of the vagina, my brother was like camera ready. Just overalls and all. He was like, boom, model.
You just look very judgmental
I'm happy.
As a child.
Yeah, and that hasn't changed. But I'm just saying, I have aged better than my brother. My brother is. I mean, he's a dad. He's a big guy now. He's put on a few pounds, as men are wont to do in middle age.
Oh man,
calling
you
my brother
out there.
I don't know. Calling my brother middle aged is a bit generous. I mean, like if he lives to 100, yeah, he's middle aged. But I think he's over the hill. he's my older brother. We give each other shit all the time. But he was so embarrassed by the baby picture on the front lawn. People would like drive by and honk and say happy birthday. And he'd be like, thank you. And my sister-in-law would crack the fuck up. And I'd be like, the fuck do you care if some stranger knows what you look like as a baby? What? Why do you care? And he's like, yeah, you're right. But it's just so weird. I'm like, it's fucking hilarious. Now, for my baby picture up there, that'd be something to be ashamed of. Because
no,
I look like the sort
baby?
Of Cabbage Patch doll you'd find in a thrift store, like the, you know, that's like someone's left out on a porch for a long time, so it's sun bleached and it's just
that
flat. Like
not
that's that
true.
Is it is absolutely true. I will up the ante here, and I will.
I'll say this.
We will release my baby picture
baby,
on Ghoul Intentions and let.
I'll say this as a baby. You had the head of someone that was going to be very tall. I'll say that.
I grew into my head.
I'll give you
just
that.
Just a loaded thing to say
I
as a gay
man. I was
fucking
adorable. I'll just say that straight up.
You
I
were adorable.
Cute as
hell. And even then, you looked like ready. Like you, even your baby picture just screams, I wish a motherfucker would.
Right. Yeah, it is very much like me. Like someone said something and I was like, what'd you say? Excuse me?
Whereas the expression in the picture I sent you, my expression is like, you're wearing that? Oh, okay. Like it's.
We'll have to post those. I'll have to do it. I have them on my phone. It's easier.
And my brother,
I'll
my
tell
brother,
you what,
and my
it's
brother
hard
was,
for me
he was,
to
a,
keep
he was
up
a,
with the.
Yeah, I was a very gangly, awkward kid. I was a little roly-poly kid for a while. And then I hit my growth spurt and became a fucking beanpole. So it's like the worst of both worlds.
I'm still waiting for my growth spurt. It's going
to
happen.
And then I'm waiting for mine to stop. Because I'm like, I don't really, like, I'm already, like, I already run into fucking fire sprinklers. But But no, I was the ugly duckling. My brother was the opposite. My brother was an attractive young guy. Like he looked like Kirk Cameron, back when Kirk Cameron, before we knew Kirk Cameron was insane.
Right, when it was acceptable. Yeah, to look
it was
like
when it was okay. He rocked a mullet and he made the mullet look okay. I mean, everyone was rocking a mullet back. Well, not everyone was rocking a mullet. Everyone was trying to rock the mullet back then. But my brother was one of the few. Very few who succeeded. But now, you know, my brother lost all his hair and he grew out and, you know, became a wonderful husband and father.
I cannot believe you were just.
And now, you know, my brother, it's funny. I grew up looking more like my dad and my brother looked more like our mom. And my mom and dad, night and day. Mom is tiny little woman. You've met her. And my dad is a big, big man. Big, big, big man. I mean... Big, like he.
But is he a big guy?
He's big, like Jamie. It takes my father two trips to haul ass.
Oh.
Hey, I can say that because he's my dad. Anyway.
Oh, let's read stories.
But anyway, I was gonna say that I look more like my mom now, and my brother looks a little more like my dad. So we just role reversal. It's weird. It's weird.
All
see,
right.
Let's read stories and stop talking about how I looked as a child because you don't care.
No, I'll put it on the Instagram. That I will go back to Instagram for.
Oh my God! Right. All right. Our first submission comes from Sheila, and it has the little subtitle: "Help me." All right. Okay, Sheila. We'll do our best. Maybe just manage your expectations, though. I have always been fascinated by ghost stories, writes Sheila. I also have always liked the dark. For example, I don't turn the lights off when going to the bathroom at night. Incidentally, I'm also haunted by a poltergeist who leaves weird puddles of water all over the tile. that's mine. She didn't write that. There have been a few instances in my life that could be considered paranormal. Maybe I'll share more if you'd like me to. Yes, we would. The story I'm going to share with you now happened when I was around 14. I lived in a trailer park with my mom and granny. We moved into this place the summer before I started sixth grade, and the area always felt sort of weird. Not the trailer itself, but the land it sat on. Oh, I get that. I had a friend that lived in a trailer on some land, and it was just weird. Mm-hmm. Like, I only felt safe in the trailer. On the land outside, it was strange. Right. It's hard to explain. Mm. I woke up one summer night. We didn't have air conditioning. Ooh, get that. Burning up and thirsty. I got out of bed and went into the kitchen for a drink. I grabbed a glass and used the light of the refrigerator to pour myself a drink. I then started walking back to my bedroom. I had just walked out of the kitchen when the hairs on the back of my neck stood up. I knew there was someone or something behind me. Even though part of me didn't want to, I slowly turned around. The kitchen floor was gone. Instead of the cheap linoleum, was bare ground. Bloody ground. My eyes moved to see a foot, then a leg. Eventually, they moved up to a man's face. This man was missing a leg and half laying in a bloody pool. When our eyes met, all he said was, "Help me." I screamed and dropped my glass as I spun around and threw on the light, or jerked on the light. I'm going to just say, maybe just turn on the light. You don't want to jerk on the light. It's a hazard. When I turned back around, the gruesome scene was gone. The kitchen was as it should be, except for the broken glass on the floor. My mom and granny hurried to see what I was screaming about. I told them, and while they didn't believe I saw something, they were reluctant to say, they were reluctant to say it was supernatural. I think they believed that admitting a ghost was in the home would invite more in, that it would open a doorway or something. I lived there until I was 17, and while I never saw anything else, the weird feelings remained. I have no idea who that man could have been. If he was a Civil War soldier injured in battle or a farmer who had had an accident, we will never know. I have never forgotten that feeling, though, nor the desperation in his plea for help. Oh,
God. That's a good one. Oh, that's so creepy.
I'm just going to be really dark for a second and, like, just remind everyone, like... So many people have died in horrible ways that we'll never know.
Unless you turn around in your living room and they're laying there in a pool of blood, then you might have an idea. Oh, it's so creepy.
Oh, it's a creepy story.
So
oh,
creepy.
Thank you,
good
Sheila.
One. Okay, so moving on. Next we have Lauren. Hello, Lauren. I've started listening to the beginning of Ghosticles, and even though I'm only on episode 21, I had to submit my story. I used to work at an old people residential home for a place called Charterhouse as a kitchen assistant / pot wash. I don't exactly know what time this happened. All I know is that at the time, it was winter when it starts to get dark early. This was the scariest and coolest shift I worked there. Now, here's a few things to know. Charter had 3 floors. The kitchen is on the 3rd floor, and all the windows have fly covers over them, so you can't exactly jump out the window in 5 seconds. That being said, on to the story. My manager and coworker went out for a fag break, which is now how we know that this is someone from the UK.
I don't know. I did camp a few times, and we had fag breaks, too, but they had nothing to do with cigarettes.
I don't think this is, because it goes on to say, I didn't go out because I don't smoke.
I know. It's just British is a fag. Fag is a somewhat dated slang for a cigarette. But it doesn't, it's not a hateful term.
It is not.
Although smoking is bad for you, so I'm very glad that Lauren isn't smoking.
Me too. Yes. Good job, Lauren. And please don't take that out of context and post it online as me saying horrible things. I say enough horrible things, really, online that you don't have to make anything up.
Yeah. So many things, as you say, need no context whatsoever. Like, why?
Exactly.
Why make more work for yourselves, guys?
Okay. So, didn't go out. I don't smoke. Instead, I decided to take the empty delivery cage out and leave it in its spot for the delivery people to collect in the morning. This bit's kind of irrelevant, but it was the scariest part of the night for me. I would like to say it's not irrelevant. It's relevant. It's relevant to a spooky story. I push the cage into the lift and squeeze myself in. The lift is quite small, but I'm quite skinny, so I pushed up against the elevator door and the cage. Do you like spiders? Because I fucking do not. As the doors close and the lift starts to move, I now can't stop or get out of the lift. I noticed a spider egg decided to hatch on the cage, leaving me stuck in a lift with 100 baby fuckers 2 inches from my fucking head.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
This is a nightmare.
It's
this
terrible.
Is my nightmare.
This is the worst.
I hate it.
I'm not even
I
that scared
it.
Of spiders, but that would fucking, I'd scream. Oh, I'd be screaming in
never
this cage.
Again. Yeah, that's a... that is a trauma. I couldn't handle it. I don't know what I would have done. You would have found me in a fetal position in the basket, probably.
Covered with a lot of spiders.
Oh, God.
Baby spiders.
As the doors open, I yeet the cage outside and had a random stranger wipe all the little fuckers off for me and thanked them before I stuck the cage in its designated spot. And ran back upstairs to the kitchen to tell my manager what happened. As I'm waiting for them to return from their break, I saw what I thought was my manager walk in and go into the office. I followed in right behind her so I could tell her what happened, to find nobody there. That was the coolest part of the night. As soon as they came back, I told them what I saw. The thing is, I'm not the only one who has seen this figure. Half of the kitchen staff have too.
Ooh.
My coworker used to offer to stay behind with me on my shift because of it. She never liked overtime, but always encouraged her to go home. But I always encouraged her to go home, leaving me alone in the kitchen, hoping to see it again. Me being the weeb I am and a massive Black Butler fan, I nicknamed the thing Sebastian, and it seemed to stick with the kitchen. I sadly left not long after, not because of the ghost. I only saw Sebs once more.
You better hope it doesn't start throwing cutlery.
Sebs. Right? Yeah. I only saw Sebs once more out of the corner of my eye on the stairs before I left. I hoped I would see him a bit more, and I wonder if he still walks about there. I have another story from an old Charterhouse building from when my mom worked there and a few
as in
from
like,
home.
As in Charterhouse? As in like the Charterhouse guest, that Charterhouse? Ooh, please, Lauren, do say.
Yeah,
do tell.
Yeah. They said, yeah, they'll post in another submission if you want. Submit.
Submit.
Also, what would you find scarier seeing? A ghost or being in a lift with spiders?
Spiders.
A lift with spiders.
Spiders.
Hands down, easy.
That's fucking contest. Because that's how you become a ghost.
Yeah.
And that's scarier.
Yeah.
Oh.
Great story, though. Oh, such a good story.
Oh my God. Nice. Okay. Oh, so good, Lauren. Thank you. Thank you. And again, congratulations on not smoking. Yeah. I used to smoke for a long time and I gave it up years ago, and I'm one of the best decisions I've ever made.
I've never smoked.
And that's one of the best decisions you've ever made.
Hey guys, we're here to talk to you about our Patreon.
Yay!
If you love the show, we would love your support. We are trying to stay away from commercials and other things that might interrupt you, except for this interruption right here.
Which is still just, you're getting more of us, so what are you complaining about?
Yeah, but just to encourage those of you who have been so supportive, if you would like to help us financially, we would appreciate your patronage.
You can
do that at patreon.com/ghoulintentions, or just search Patreon and Ghoul Intentions. It'll come up. It's also on the cover or on the front of our Ghoul Intentions website, which is ghoulintentions.com. It's pretty easy to find. We have several different tiers. You can donate anything from $1 to $20. Mm-hmm. At $8, you can join the Discord, and the Discord is a really good community. They're playing D&D on there. They've got
so much fun.
Lots of chats and support groups and all kinds
really
of stuff.
Cool.
It's a really, really fun community. And we also will do chats with you guys twice a month. So for everybody that's on Discord, our chats this month in September of 2020 will be on the 12th.
Yes.
And that will be at noon Central Standard Time.
So noon Texas time.
That's right. And then, I love that, Central Standard. It's Texas time. That's such a Texas thing to say. And then for our Phantasm tier, the highest tier, we have an additional chat with y'all. And that will be on the 26th at noon as well.
Now, those are both Saturdays, so hopefully that'll accommodate our friends overseas who have very different schedules, obviously. And please join, because we love talking to you guys. It's really a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's just, we love the interaction. Jamie and I are talkers, you may have noticed. And so getting to talk to you guys, you know, in a chat setting is really kind of cool and fun. So join us.
Yeah. And thank you so much for supporting the podcast. The Patreon actually helps us not only pay Matt
who is worth his weight in gold, rest assured.
He sure is. But we also, if we are going to go places and host any kind of ghost tours, we are definitely going to need some more income for that. So anything that you guys can do, we really, really appreciate. Join the Patreon. Thank you guys for all your support.
Love you.
Mwah.
Next submission comes from our pal, Abby. Now, the last we heard from Abby, she was in the middle of the living room with a baseball bat, and we didn't know if she was dead or not, so I'm guessing she's not.
What happened?
Hi, says Abby. I'm the person with all the noises and the baseball bat. So, shockingly, I'm not dead. That's a relief.
Yay!
After all that, I went back to my dad's house for a couple of days, unrelated to the noises for the most part, and only got back to my mom's yesterday. Nothing's really happened for, but just little things like the noises in the closet. Though today I'm home alone again, and I heard something from the living room while I was talking to my friend. Not Noah this time, but his boyfriend Thomas, so basically the same thing. And told him about it, and his only reaction was, hide. I, of course, went to go and check it out, but I didn't find anything. His reaction to that was, hide, in all caps, followed by, demon, also in all caps. I'll update you, though, if I hear any of the humming or breathing again. Bye-bye.
That was great. I love it.
I'm glad you're alive. We're very glad that you didn't, like, get dragged into the closet, Carol Ann from Poltergeist style.
That's right.
And that you were submitting your story from the other side.
Please let us know.
Yeah, submit. Yeah, go. And if you can submit your story from the other side, feel free. I mean, this is a safe place.
You want to talk about content? Nobody else has got that shit. Nobody.
No, just ghost cats, apparently.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so next we have Mariah. Hello again, Jamie and Michael.
Hello.
At the time I am writing this, I just finished Ghostical 77, and with Michael's words of encouragement, I am submitting yet another story after my first submission back on Ghosticles 27, where I misspelled apologies. I was embarrassed to submit another story, but after that, here we are. We're so glad you submitted
again. Oh my God,
again.
Don't be embarrassed about misspelling a word. If I was embarrassed about misspelling words, I wouldn't be here now.
That's right.
I'm a fucking terrible speller.
Just use Google, I guess. Google and
I do, but I spell it wrong, and it ends me to weird porn.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Silver linings. This experience happened a couple years ago when I was in middle school and my younger sister was in elementary school. And we were home alone while our mom and dad was doing something. My younger sister was in her room and I was in my own when she yelled for me to come into her room. She told me that there was a man in front of her outside, in front of her outside of her window staring at her.
Oh.
I brushed it off as she got scared very easily. I told her that she was exaggerating because no one was there and she was being paranoid. But she insisted that there was someone at her window. And so, like any big sister would do, I stayed with her in her room till her parents got home. Couple hours had passed and our mom and dad got home and she told them about what happened. Sure enough, outside there were footprints in the flower bed beneath her bedroom window. I felt super bad not believing her, but more freaked out that there was someone watching us from her window. Looking back on it now as an adult, I think there was a man looking for someone or something.
Yeah. I think we all know what he was looking for.
Continue to stay safe during these weird times. Much love, Mariah. Oh, that was good.
Yeah, you better believe if I ever have children and one of them comes to me and says there's a man looking in my window, my ass is not going to second guess shit. I'm going to be like, nope. I'm going to go out there. I'd rather look like an idiot by getting into a fight with nothing than have some fucking dude watching us. That's so much creepier than ghosts to me. I mean, ghosts are creepy, especially, I mean, and if you want to go full bore, you say the ghost of some creep, the ghost of a peeping Tom is probably, like, optimal scare.
Right.
But yeah, still, creepy. Like, just a living peeping Tom is bad enough.
Yeah, that's really bad.
Oh,
that's
God,
really bad.
Why do people do that? I don't understand. Oh, God, okay.
Like, I'm not going to lie. If I'm walking by on the sidewalk and your windows are open, I'm looking in. That's just the way it is.
But that's but I'm different. Not gonna go if you're on the sidewalk, but I'm not going to fucking, I'm not going to leave footprints in their fucking flower bed. That's not how close I'm going to be. I'm going to be, I'll glance in there. Maybe I like that furniture. If someone's having a fight, maybe I'll walk a little slower. But I'm not going to fucking... I'm not going to peep. Yeah. I'm not going to peep. That peeping is like, you got to get up in that window. Like, if my breath is showing up on that fucking window, that's a boundary I've crossed.
It is, yeah.
All right. The next submission comes from Joshua. I just like saying
Hello, Joshua.
Yeshua. Greetings from the never-ending inferno that is California.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hello, Jamie and Michael. It is Joshua again here with a couple of ghost stories. Right now, it is September 1st. While I'm writing this, I recently celebrated my 28th birthday on the 30th of August. Well, happy belated
happy birthday.
I'm glad you made it to this party in the midst of an apocalypse. My cousin on my mother's side was born on the 31st, a year later, so he put together a barbecue to celebrate both of our birthdays last Sunday. It was a nice get-together, and we started to talk about our childhood. That was when my cousin brought up our spooky experience at our uncle's house. Oh.
Mm.
Go on. Oh, that's on me. I have to read it. Okay. My cousin and I...
Go on.
My cousin and I were playing a game or something when we decided to walk into the back of the house. Walking through the screen door, you'd come to the kitchen / dining room, and on the table sat an old box TV. Oh, my grandparents had one of those on their table, kitchen table. Yeah. As we walked in, the TV suddenly turned on. It showed nothing but static as it blared into our eyes, into our ears. There was no one in that room, nor the empty bedroom that connected to it. What was even more horrifying was that the remote was on the counter near the sink. We didn't know what or how it turned on, but we ran out of the house. Another experience I had was when I was a sophomore.
That is creepy, right? Just the idea. Like, anytime electronics are turning on and off on their own, that is...
My brother had it. The only times my brother's had a weird experience was he stayed at a lock-in, a church lock-in, at this old house that used to be across the street from the church where we grew up. And... had a big M on the front eave because it was named after the woman that owned the house, Mrs. Metz. And apparently she was said to haunt it, and he and a bunch of the kids were there having a lock-in, and every fucking time they turned to turn their music up or the TV up, it would turn off or turn, like, down. Every time. Like, Mrs. Metz is going, "You kids, I'm trying to sleep? I may be dead, but I'm still fucking annoyed by you youngins." Another experience I had, says Joshua, was when I was a sophomore in high school. My father had his own trucking business and sometimes would go into different states and would be gone for 3 days to a week at a time. My mother is highly paranoid. It doesn't help that she would watch shows about cold cases late at night. Oh, but I do that.
I do that too.
I'm also
Don't
always
shame
looking.
Her.
I'm always also looking for the crime to have happened. When my father would leave, she would have my brother and I sleep in their bedroom. My younger brother would sleep in the bed, and I would sleep on the floor beside the bed. Don't worry, underneath their bed was filled with organization bins and shoe boxes, so I was safe.
That's important. That's an important distinction.
You want to make sure there's no room for anything to be under there. I slept on my father's side of the bed near the sliding glass door. As we slept, I suddenly woke up to see a shadow looking out into the backyard. It looked to be the shape of my father. I tried moving the shadow with my foot, but it connected with my father's wooden dresser. The sound was loud as it woke up my mother, and she asked why I'd kicked the dresser. I just said I was stretching, and she immediately went back to sleep. As she turned the light off, the shadow returned. But I was so tired, I fell asleep. At some point, you gotta be like, look, all right. You know, you got to impress me, ghost, or I'm just going to go back to bed.
I'm bored. That's literally telling the ghost you're bored with it. I'm going to sleep now because you're so boring.
It's like, oh, you're gonna just look out the window? Cool. So you're like that really boring animatronic that's down in the ride. Well, I'm going to look for the one that's working. I have seen shadows since that night, but they seem to ignore me or think I don't see them. Well, you're too hard to please.
very, very demanding, Josh.
You're a very discerning audience. If I had, and the ghosts are like,
audience.
I'm not even going to try to please this fucker because there's just no winning with him. He kicks you and,
I stood there in front of him.
I stood
and he kicked
there.
Me.
Like, looking out the window in the middle of the night is my best bit, and this kid just wasn't impressed. That's me as a ghost. I'd be like, what do you want? You want me to Beetlejuice this shit? Okay. Well, I'm going to workshop this and get back to
you. I don't have the right permits for that.
I have had many more shadow figure experiences. I will let you know. Please do. Please let us know about the ones that really impressed you too. You seem hard to please. I want to know the ones that you're like, that's a 10 out of 10. Would see that shadow man again. I want that. I want to hear that story, Joshua. I'm hoping to see a ghostly orb someday. Anyway, have a great week and stay spooky, you two. Thank you, Joshua. You stay spooky as well, and I hope you have an experience with a shadow person or an orb that is worth your
satisfactory.
Time.
Satisfactory.
I love that. I love that Joshua's like, I was bored, so I went to sleep. I mean, I'm not going to do anything. I'm like,
yeah,
you know what?
Right?
That's probably the healthiest response you can have.
Yeah, right? For
I'm
sure.
Like, I'm going to get on with my, what's it called? Life. Sorry. Too soon, ghost? Too soon? Sorry. Good night.
Thank you all for sitting in your stories. Please keep sending them in.
Yes,
and if you are nervous because of misspellings and stuff like that, like we've said, it's totally fine. Coolintentions.com. It's at the top of the menu. Submit your story here.
And you know what?
Thank you guys so much.
For those of you that are nervous because you're worried about misspellers that will judge you, I will make you a deal. Anytime I encounter a misspelling or a misused word or some perfectly innocent writer's mistake in a submission, I'm not going to say I won't harp on it. I'm going to harp on it. But I will also offer a similar mistake that I have made in the past. There you go. You've got double incentive to send in your submissions. One, to give us a ghost story and have it read on the air. And another, you'll get to hear stupid shit I've done.
Yeah. And I mean, a lot of the times now, too, we have it more in sync where we are spell checking before we record it. So
right.
Don't worry.
Right. So don't worry. We got you, fam. Yeah, we got you.
It's fine. Yeah. Thanks again, you guys. Stay safe.
Stay sane.
And remember,
it's okay to sleep with the lights on.